Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Thank you, and hello, and welcome, everyone. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. How are you this evening? It is October the 3rd, and we're here live, another live show, another fantastic guest. I can never disappoint my listeners, right? Oh my goodness, do I have a show prepared for you today. And this show is, as always, want to make sure that you are very, very entertained. We have an artist with us again. We've been having a lot of artists to talk about their career, to talk about what they love to do, and obviously, just to make sure that you enjoy every single part of our show, because that's what we're here for, to be able to share this network with everyone in the world. Did you know that we have over 10,000 listeners all over the world? That's a huge amount of listeners, everyone. We've been here now for almost 3 years in Toronto, Canada, and we have reached places in the world that, to be honest, I had no idea they existed. I've been getting emails, everyone, from Australia, so mwah. Good morning to my Australia listeners, South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands, here through our 10 beautiful provinces. We have listeners, also United States, huge following in New York, Washington, D.C., Texas, Kansas, North Carolina, and probably we'll have more places to add up our map, because I guess it's right now hooked up and waiting patiently on the other line from the States. And I forgot to ask what state is she originally from and what state she is live. Is it she? I've already given it out. Well, you're probably watching our social media right now, and there is a link right now for the show. So if you are on social media, you go on to my fan page, Lizzie T. Radio, and make sure that you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and also, yes, we are on YouTube. So if you are in the Toronto area and you would like to be part of the Lizzie T. Show and YouTube, we have an amazing videographer that is doing shows right now via our YouTube channel. So make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. And the easiest way to find me is Lizzie T. Radio, or just type Lizzie T on Google and you should be able to find me. Also, I just wanted to make sure that we are, as you all are aware, we are a huge supporter of new musicians. And every time after our interview, we have songs, people that have submitted their MP3. And today is not going to be the exception. We started with one song after the interview, and then we continue on with two songs. And now our inbox is full, so we have to play three songs every day, because that's the high demand. So just make sure that it's PR rated. As all of you know, I have kids. They listen to my show, and I just wanted to make sure that I play clean stuff. So even if it's a rap, make sure it's clean. Today we'll be playing Andrea Goodman with the song Melody, and she is an artist right here from Canada. We're supporting Andrea Goodman. Thank you so much, Andrea, for submitting your MP3. Also, we will be playing Love to Love by Sorrentis. And last but not least, we will be playing a submission that we got from Ukraine. Now, can you believe that Ukraine is listening to our show? And the song is called Hero. We have a pianist with us today, and love to play her piano, her music also. So unfortunately, I don't have the MP3 today, but I promise you, as soon as I get it, I will be playing, and you will be amazed, just touched. If you are not touched by this piano, I don't know what is going to touch you. So we will definitely have the links right on my website, lizzyt.com, and also on my social media, Facebook/LizzyT Radio. There's a link right now if you're listening to us live. You can play the radio button, and it switches to Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to our show. Also, if you are on our website, you can also click there, and you can listen to the show. And last but not least, we created an app. I have some people emailing me, the app works perfect, it's wonderful, love it, I can play it on my tablet, and some people are saying it's not working for me. So let me know which one is working, because I need to contact my tech support when it comes on to my app. And again, the email is radio@lizt.ca. Radio, very easy, just like a radio, @LIZT. .ca. And the news, well, in Canada, North America, we're experiencing the autumn, and it's one of my favorite seasons of the year, rather, and I love autumn. Here in Canada, we experience a lot of beautiful colors, the red, the oranges, and the beautiful copper colors. It's when you go for a walk, you just feel like you are in heaven. It's beautiful. Unfortunately, it doesn't last for too long, and then we get the lots of snow and cold, but we got to enjoy, we need to enjoy every season as God intended for us to experience. Also, the other thing that I always mention is a news that pertains everywhere in the world, and I, as I always mention to you, I am very fascinated by every time I Google what is the day of the day, I find myself that every day there is the day of something. So today, October the 3rd, is the International Day of the Smiley Day. So it was created in 1999 by Harvey Ball. Now, some of you, and it's very popular nowadays, that if you send, especially in social media, if you send a smiley face, it comes out yellow and with this little smiley. Well, that was invented really in 1999 by this fellow. So it's very, very interesting. International Smiley Day. So make sure you smile today and every day. Don't forget my sponsors. This show could not be possible with the support from my sponsor. And today we are being sponsored by Toronto Photographer. So thank you so much for sponsoring the show. And you can find them on Facebook as Toronto Photographer. Also, we're being sponsored by Better Canadian Job. The website is bettercanadianjobs.ca. Well, I think my housekeeping is pretty much all taken care of. And I thank you again for listening. Another day is the end of the week, and I am taking my week off. We have no pre-recorded shows this weekend, which is wonderful. I get to spend some time with my kids. Sometimes I do have pre-recorded shows. People are not as comfortable as my next guest to be live, and that's okay. But before I bring her on, I always like to play a little bio, and here is one from Annette. Annette pits. Annette was 7 years old when she caught her hands between a roller and an iron plate, and the 200 pounds pressure on her little hand, you can't imagine. All the tendons in her left hand were completely destroyed. The family doctor told her parents she will never use that hand again. Parents, H.T. and Evelyn Trout, were devastated by the news. Annette laid in her head on her mother's lap and cried out to God to save her hand and her little girl. God heard Evelyn's prayer and healed Annette's hand completely. Annette plays piano to bring glory to the great physician. On the one who healed us in our times is the greatest need. Annette travels full time with her husband Paul, a great singer, and together they have become unstoppable force. Without further ado, let's bring our guest in, and please, let's all welcome her with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, Annette, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you this evening?
Thank you, Lizzie T. I am just wonderful, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's my pleasure. It's my honor. So, Annette, wow, when I read your bio, and by the way, guys, I have this link right now, her website, and also the link to the Vimeo. It's just beautiful. It's so amazing. I love the piano. She has this gift. But you heard from the bio previous, she had a really hard experience, really amazing experience, from her not being able to use her hand to now being this amazing pianist. How do you feel about the experience that you have being able not to use your hand to now being this great pianist?
Well, it's really unbelievable. I did not ever realize until, of course, that I got older, how fortunate I was to be able to use my hand. I've always loved to play the piano. When I grew up in a small town in South Georgia, and when I was five, my mom couldn't find me, and they looked all over for me. She called Dad. Finally, they called the police, and it was sometime later they said, well, have you looked at Bradshaw's? Bradshaw's was a little appliance store downtown, and they sold stoves and refrigerators, of course. But back in the back, they sold pianos. They went to Bradshaw's, and I was in the back playing the pianos. Of course, I didn't never do that again, but I've always loved to play the piano. And then when this happened with my hand, we were moving Mom and Dad in 87 from Fitzgerald, Georgia, to Jacksonville. Mom called me in the bathroom. She said, Annette, this is the bottle of pain medication that the doctor gave us to give to you. We didn't ever have to give you a drop. And that's the reason I play today, because my mom prayed. So I'm very thankful.
That's a beautiful, beautiful experience. And I love when people share their testimony, because this show is not meant to be religious, but we just have to open our minds a little bit and just see that there is a higher power and there is a superior being, whatever is it that you call it, and we're going to leave it at that. But I love your testimony, Annette. Thank you so much for sharing. Annette, one thing I love to ask people, now this is something that piano was something, an instrument that you always liked. When did you came to the realization that you were actually really good at it and you could use this as a career, because it is what you do. You're a pianist.
Yes. Well, I took lessons all the way through grammar school and high school and went to college, and took a year of study piano, a year in college, and at that time, the only thing that I could do with that was either to teach school piano or to travel as a concert pianist, and I did not want to travel at that time, so I changed my major after the first year in college to accounting, and I bought a business and have been a CPA for, oh my goodness, ever since 83, 84, a long time. But I have always played in church. I was always either the church pianist and or the music director or worship leader. I've always played wherever I went. And so I knew I always enjoyed playing. I just didn't have the opportunity to really do a whole lot with it until I met Paul. Actually, I met Paul 40 years ago, but until we were married, I didn't realize what a real privilege it is to be able to use my talent almost full time. And
wow.
It's been wonderful.
Amazing. Now, piano was what you started. So I had it wrong. Apologize about that. So piano was started. You switched your career to accounting, but really you switched it for a while because your calling was always to become a pianist. Anyways, you continue to play at church. You continue to play, and then you met Paul. And by the way, I have to congratulate you on your marriage. Now you're married to a great, great musician. I also had the honor and the privilege to interview Paul. My goodness, he has, for many, many amazing people, he's played all over the world. He is a fellow that I look up to, and wow, what a privilege. Now, what is it like to be able to travel with him and play with him?
Oh, I love traveling. I love seeing all different parts of the country and different churches and meeting God's people everywhere we go. And the reception that we both get is just unbelievable. It's just been an amazing experience. And, of course, we go to we leave on the 16th to go to the United Kingdom. We'll be there for 12 days. He'll be singing in theaters and churches over there. And then next month we go to the Bahamas, and he'll be singing. We'll be performing in schools over in the Bahamas, and that's a wonderful opportunity. So it's exciting. I think the Lord say the best in my life until last, and it's just been wonderful.
And good for you that you're able to enjoy the whole process and be happy with what you do. And one of the greatest thing and the key of having a fulfilled and happy life is when you're doing what you love to do. And I can hear by your voice how passionate you are, and congratulations on your tour to the UK. This is phenomenal. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have with us an amazing artist. Her name is Annette Pitt. She is a pianist for Paul Pitt. Yes, they are related, husband and wife. Beautiful. I love to work with my husband. And there are a couple, not only in real life, but they are also played together, and this is phenomenal. If you have the opportunity to click in my fan page, you will see Annette's story. Also, you will hear and you will see her. She has hands that are definitely, definitely a gift from God, and she has a beautiful gift, which I love. Piano is one of my favorite instruments, and she does a wonderful job. So, Annette, What would you say that what would you say that are your inspiration? Now, do you play mostly things that are already written, or have you also able to write your own music, and do you have inspiration to write your own stuff?
No, I do not write my own music. When I graduated from high school and when I was in college, all I did was play by music. Since then, I have developed an ear, so I play by ear as well and am able to pick up things and embellish them. So my talents have grown since I quit studying music in the 12th grade. But no, writing music is not my forte. I can play, and I enjoy playing, but not writing.
And one of the greatest gifts, too, which is it is kind of being different and artistic, is to be able to embellish. Not a lot of people know how to do that, Annette. So you should give yourself some credit, because it's definitely very difficult. I've studied piano, and honestly, I have to say, I did not have the gift. I do play by ear as well. I love to copy, and I just mix and do things that are not meant to be there. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. So, and I've heard, I've seen you play, and you definitely have the gift to be able to embellish to your video. What I saw your video. Now, are you planning anything new in your life? And this is what the Lizzie T Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, which you're doing an amazing jump. What is new? I mean, you have a lot of tours coming, but are you planning on a CD, to record a CD, or what are you working on now?
The CD, I just finished the CD. In fact, the one that is, bless the Lord, is on the website. Bless his name, I can't, you know, that's weird, I can't even remember the name of the CD, but I just did that one. We're already talking about another one, and maybe more hymns and older songs, and of course I do a lot of Davy Clydesdale arrangements. He's a wonderful arranger, and most of the songs that I did on the CD were arranged by David Clydesdale, tremendously talented man. Nothing new except traveling with my wonderful husband.
And you know what? For you to already have a CD with that repertoire, that's fantastic. I will have the link again on of your website right underneath my fan page for people to be able to get a copy of that CD and contact you if they have any other questions. Now, you also are involved with the play that I was asking Paul about when we had the honor again and the privilege of interviewing him. And you're playing in The Scribe. Wow, that is a lot of work. I can hear it's a long play. And how do you feel about participating in The Scribe?
Well, it's a very, very big honor for me to be able to help him in The Scribe. I don't actually play in it, but I do take care of the sound, and I teach the lighting to the people who help with the lights, and whatever else needs to be done, that's what I do. But it's an honor to work alongside him.
Yeah, that's a play, if I'm not mistaken, is about 2 hours, maybe 3 hours long. It's a lot of work, and I have the privilege to be able to watch a little pieces on YouTube, and my goodness, it's a huge production it takes a lot of you, it takes a lot of the actor, but it's just beautiful.
Yes, it is. It's an amazing program, and for him to have been able to memorize all of that as well as sing and to perform that long at a time is unbelievable. But what's really neat is the number of people that have come to know Christ as their Savior. That's why we do what we do.
And that's very important, because you're not only performing, but you are also, you're also giving out a message for people that are perhaps not a believer, or they're having trials in the life, or they wanted to get out of a situation. You know, any little thing that can help another person to cope with whatever situation that they're going through. And if you and Paul and the cast of the scribe are being used as an instrument to help another human fellow being, this is fantastic. And I think it kudos to you guys. I need to applaud you guys, because this is fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now, Annette, one thing I wanted to ask, and a lot of people that are listening to us right now all over the world, they aspire themselves to become a great musician as you are, and they're having some difficulties, and they're giving up, and they're thinking, oh, man, this is not for me, but they're good, but they just haven't had that opportunity to reach to the next level. What would you say? I always love to ask my guests for words of advice, and I love to find out what you have to say.
You know, I used to teach piano lessons. I had 45 students at one time, and I had some very good students. And at one time or another, we all get tired. It seems like we're not getting anywhere. It seems like we can't do anything. But I always tell my students, don't stop. Always keep on. Practice when you don't feel like it. Just keep on. Keep your goal in sight. Because that's what's important. Even when you don't feel like it, keep on practicing. And that's what we have to do with everything. We have to just keep on. One day at a time.
And it's so true. And thank you so much, Annette, for sharing such amazing words of wisdom, because it is true. And it doesn't matter, everyone, of what you do. It could be music. It could be playing the piano. Or it could be playing another instrument. It could be writing a book. It doesn't matter what you do in life. Don't stop. Love that. Second of all,
right.
Keep on going on. It is so true. Practice when you don't feel like practicing. And the greatest teaching of all is when you're able to learn from those mistakes and continue on. I've done that. It didn't work, but I've done it. So I'm going to try something different and keep focus of your goal. And I love to have, I call it a collage wall, or some people call it a dream wall, or some people call it a bucket. I just have this thing, and that's my goal. I need to reach there. And really, we're here, everyone, for a very short period of time. This is not forever. So make sure whatever it is that you do, that you benefit others, just like Annette and Paul are doing the cast for Scribe. And when they play for people to be able to feel better about themselves and perhaps meet that whatever it is that they're missing in their life. And this is phenomenal. Now, Annette, I really wanted to make sure that before we run out of time that you mentioned, where can people reach you? Do you have an email, website, phone number? Please go ahead and share this with my audience.
I have an email address. I have one at my business, the accounting practice, but I'm not there a whole lot anymore. So I'll give you my personal email address, 45@live.com, eatb45@live.com. I always check that email address, and I welcome any response or inquiries that people may have. I'd love to hear from you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. And you have you missed? It's okay. This show is recorded, so you're able to hear it over and over again. And also, there is a website, which is paulpitts.com/AnnettePitts. So if you would like some more information, there is also a link there, and you can click if you're interested in perhaps booking Annette. You never know. Here in Canada, the States, hey, the airplane right now goes everywhere. So on that note, Annette, when can we expect you in Canada?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to my husband about that to see when we're going to Canada. I would love to. Anywhere. I love Canada. It's a beautiful, beautiful country. I have visited there at one time quite at length, and it's a beautiful country. So if I am ever going to be up that way, I'll be certain to let you know.
That would be fantastic. I think Canadians do welcome definitely artists such as yourself with such a magnitude, and with accompanied with your husband, Paul Pitts, my goodness. And I know he's already been in Montreal, I think he mentioned last, and also Toronto, if I'm not mistaken. You
yes.
guys are listening to the Lizzie T Show. We are here live. Today is the weekend. Well, I love every day. It doesn't matter if it's the weekend or it's not. I think every day is wonderful and every season is phenomenal. But if you have time off, make sure that you do spend quality time with your family. It's very, very important. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show with Annette Pitt. She is an amazing, beautiful pianist. She's a great artist, and we will be playing her song, I promise, her music on the next show as soon as we get her MP3. If you're interested, perhaps just calling in and saying hello. The number is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3927. Or you would like to have something share just for me, it's radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada. Also follow us on Facebook, look us up on Twitter and YouTube and Pinterest. We pretty much are all over social media. Nowadays, you can't do anything without social media. And we love the comments. We love the questions. And if you have a suggestion for another show, please do not hesitate. Also, if you're interested in supporting our show and sponsors, we'll love to mention your business here at the Lizzie T Show. And, well, before we run out of time and we have to play a song, I just wanted to thank Annette so very much for spending a couple of minutes of her precious time here in the evening. Not sure where are you right now, Annette? I know you're originally from the South.
Yes. Actually, I'm in Hall, Georgia right now, right outside of Athens, Georgia, where the Bulldogs play. we'll be in Hall this weekend, and next weekend we'll be in Pennsylvania. The week after that, we leave for the UK, and after that, I'm not sure, but that's where we are right now.
I figure that we probably will have a lot more people listening to the Lizzie T Show in Georgia. I love the accent. I love the way people speak in Georgia, and I have never visited Georgia, but hey. Like I said, the limitation is only an airplane away. So any last word, Annette?
No. And privilege it has been to be on your show, Lizzie T. Thank you very much. And I am also thankful for what the Lord has done in my life and giving me the ability to play. Thank you.
Well, you're very, very welcome, Annette, and it's our pleasure again and our honor to for you to be part of the Lizzy T Show. And if there is anything else that you want to promote in the future, definitely the CD is a big one, or a tour. And do not forget a visit here to Canada. Let us know. You know my email, radio@lizzyt.ca. We'd love to have you. And if you are in Ontario, in Toronto, we need to have a video interview, because I love for people to see your beautiful face. But then again, there's a link right now, and you can see her a video interview done by her. Thank you so much, Annette, and make it a fantastic evening, a great trip with your husband, and I know it's going to be a blessing.
Good. Thank you very much, Lizzy T. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And there you have it, folks. That was Annette Pitt. Wow, what a privilege. All the way from Georgia. This is fantastic. And here at the Lizzy T Radio Show, we are moving on to our musical section. Yes. And as I mentioned to you earlier, we will be having a song by an amazing singer and a really great performer here. She is from Toronto, Canada. Her name is Andrea, and she will be singing the song Melody.
Platoon, platoon, platoon.
I'm caught in a room with you, and I cannot refrain.
And that was Andrea Goodman with the song Melody. Hope you enjoy. Next up is Alicia Cinnamon with one of my favorite songs. I actually use this for my running. It's called My Life.
Oh, yeah. It's my life. And I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And if you don't like it, step away from me. But I'ma keep on doing exactly what I gotta do to get to the top. It's my life. And I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And if you don't like it, step away from me. But I'ma keep on doing exactly what I gotta do to get to the top. You call yourself a friend, yet you're so weak. Never defend what you hear in the streets. Always worry about who's in my life before you worry about how to act right. When you first met me, I was me. Now I should change to fulfill your needs. Don't try to silence my voice. I made my choice to follow my destiny. Exactly where I'm supposed to be. And if you don't like it, step away from me. But I'ma keep on doing exactly what I gotta do to get to the top. But I can't do this. This supposed to be heavenly bliss. You only want credit of making me yours, but you don't wanna help me break down these doors.
That was Alicia Cinnamon, an artist right here from Canada, and the song was My Life. Next up is a singer from New York, and he will be singing Love to Love. Let's all hear Sorrento. Ukraine. My goodness, that's how far our show is going. Her name is Lyra. We had the privilege also to interview Lyra here at the Lizzie T Show, and that was a great, great honor. And she's promoting her single, and the song is called Hero. Let's all support Lyra.
Тікає із підні, і чорні хмари оточили синє небо. У мене біля серця є цілющий оберіг, і хвилюватись ні про що мені не треба. Коли здається, що і си надії вже нема, і опускаються додолу мої руки. У мене за спиною є міцна жива стіна, що не віддасть мене на жодні муки.
мій захисник покою любий, ти мій герой. За тебе я молюся, в любові я клянуся, лиш тобі, ти мій герой.
And that was Lyra with the song Hero. Eroi, how they say it. And we are coming to the end of the show. My goodness, we had so much fun. We had a lady from Georgia and an amazing pianist. And we've listened to great songs. We learned about today is the International Day of the Smile Day. And every time that you smile to someone, well, I think you do get something back. You get that reciprocal happiness. And if you smile to somebody, it's hard for them not to smile back. So make sure that you continue to follow, not just today, but every day. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I want to thank our listeners from all over the world, especially here in Canada. Especially Annette for being part of the show, the people in Georgia. And thank you so much again. Thank you for participating of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. Don't forget, if you would like to be in the show, email me at radio@lizt.ca. radio@lizt.ca. And we'll be happy to answer any of your questions, hear your comment, your suggestion. Hey, I'm not perfect, so maybe you want to suggest something for me to do. And I will be more than willing to take your suggestion and comment live on the show or put your phone number. I can call you back and not a problem. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Show. And as I always say, make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show.